We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, sweet viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805. In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista and channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín and Santa Elanita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Celera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguare, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on Sietsat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iratinet City, channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'an Ul Province, channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions channel 47, Orange Cable Company's channel 65, and channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Khotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khinti Province, channel 23 on San Board Company. In Sanchun City in Dorongolf Province, channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandelgolf City, channel 12 on Khoral Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Goshun Cable TV. And in Fuzhou City, Channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikang Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Spanish scientists use ultrasound to talk to leaves. In Green News, Thailand develops solar farms among rice fields. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Miss Bibi Russell of Bangladesh, who helps the talented weavers of her nation improve their economic situation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March the 22nd, is World Water Day. First designated in 1993 by the United Nations General Assembly. It is an occasion to highlight the importance of fresh water and to advocate for its availability to all global citizens. This year's theme is Clean Water for a Healthy World. Events in countries worldwide include public forums, awareness campaigns, water festivals, concerts, poster contests, and more. We wish all an informative World Water Day. May our precious resources be preserved so that present and future generations will have an abundance of life-sustaining fresh water.
Flying News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia.
Beginning in early February 2010,
southern Bandung Regency in West Java was deluged with heavy rains, with Balai Endah and Dayakulla sub-districts being particularly hard hit. Floodwaters from the overflowed Sitaram River inundated at least 6,000 homes, forcing residents to flee to higher grounds, where many sought refuge in government office buildings or on roadsides.
Moreover, at least 17 people perished in a landslide, and daily activities in Dayakulla were brought to a standstill as floodwaters reached up to 200 centimeters. Expressing her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Chinghai had asked that our nearby association members go to assist the storm affected, saying that funds were available as necessary.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of $2,500, our association members travelled to the affected area and met with the local Red Cross, who expressed their gladness for assistance with meal preparation. They thus formed a cooking team to purchase supplies and prepare vegan meals to the storm victims. In 2 days, they served 7,400 hearty plant-based meals of rice, soy meat alternative, and vegetables. SOS flyers on the vegan solution to the disasters of climate change were also distributed.
The head of the local Red Cross was very happy to find a soy meat substitute that is healthy and affordable, as well as very safe to store and easy to stock for distribution, saying that he planned to use it for future relief work. In addition, two of our association members who are physicians helped provide medical services to 200 refugees, with the Red Cross offering necessary medicines.
After the floodwaters subsided on March 6th, the relief team delivered 400 cleaning kits consisting of mops, brooms, buckets, brushes, soap and antiseptic agents. They then worked with the storm victims in cleaning their homes so they could move back in.
The relief recipients, as well as government representatives
and the mayor of Bandung Regency, expressed their thanks for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring aid and our association's assistance.
We send our earnest appreciation, Indonesian Red Cross, for your open-hearted welcome and valued assistance. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate support to those in need, and we thank our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Wishing the Indonesian people a smooth recovery of their fulfilling daily lives, and that such situations are alleviated through humanity's more caring regard for all beings.
Sandstorm covers Beijing. A severe storm in China's northern Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region carried dust that coated roads, vehicles and buildings in Beijing, causing the government to issue a yellow alert. The storm also extended to several other provinces, affecting a total of 270 million people over an area of 1.8 million square kilometers. With air quality, especially in Beijing, considered hazardous, health officials cautioned residents to stay indoors or wear protective face covering outside.
Scientists note that spring sandstorms have worsened in recent years due to loss of vegetation leading to desertification in China's west and Mongolian steppe regions.
We pray for the health and safety of the affected Chinese people
and that these extreme weather events lessen with our increased kindness toward each other and the environment.
Guantanamo jolted by earthquake. In the early afternoon of Saturday, March 20th, a 5.6 magnitude quake in Cuba's southeastern province of Guantanamo sent residents running to the streets in fright. The tremor was strong enough to be felt in the neighboring province of Santiago de Cuba. Thankfully, no injuries or major damage was reported, nor was a tsunami alert raised. We are relieved to hear of the minimal impact from this alarming event. May the greater thoughtfulness of humankind help restore tranquility to our world and ease disruptive occurrences as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims.
Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Ministerial meeting highlights Islamic values of peace. The 27th Arab Interior Ministers' Council held this past week in the Tunisian capital of Tunis brought together Arab state ministers as well as representatives from the United Nations, the Arab League and several other Arab organizations. With a focus on Islam as a religion of tolerance, the meeting's final communique stated that violence would never be accepted in international relations, as it also urged countries across the globe to support similar values. In addition, the interior ministers endorsed cooperative plans among Arab states to halt drug trafficking and other crimes while promoting civilian protection. Our sincere accolades, Your Excellencies and meeting participants, on your cooperation and noble goals. Surely, with such tolerance and respect encouraged worldwide, we will soon herald an era of harmonious peace among all peoples.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Meat Out Day around the world. On March 20, people around the world pledged to remove meat from their diets, joining the many participants throughout 30 different countries to champion the veg-promoting campaign. Members of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized various activities in their local communities.
Supreme Master television correspondents bring us reports on the veg trend as they witness it unfolding.
We are here in Chicago, Illinois, USA, on Michigan Avenue in front of the old water tower where members from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Illinois Center have been distributing alternative living flyers and SOS bags as part of the 2010 Meat Out campaign. Are you a vegetarian?
No, but I've seriously considered it in the past.
It's been wonderful. The response has been great. People are stopping to read the bags and get the information, and so it's been a great day.
On this Meat Out Day, I'm going to take a pledge to become a vegetarian.
Go green!
Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Chicago, Illinois, USA.
Now let's go to South Korea, where citizens were given samples of savory vegan meat alternatives, along with informative SOS and alternative living flyers.
네, 저희는 지금 대한민국 서울의 도심 강남에 나와 있습니다. 나날이 채식 인구가 늘고 채식 식당이 증가하는 대한민국에서 칭하이 무상사 협회 회원들은 미트아웃 데이를 맞아 캠페인을 벌이고 있습니다. 채식 시식을 하고 있는 시민을 한번 만나볼까요?
근데 이 정도 맛을 유지한다면 굳이 고기 대신에 이런 걸 먹어도 괜찮을 것 같아요.
무엇보다도 이게 다른 생명체에 피해를 주지 않고 먹거리가 해결된다는 그런 점에서 아주 좋은 것 같습니다.
동물을 사랑하고 환경을 보호하며 사람들의 건강을 지키는 비건 채식. 나는 채식을 맹세합니다 하는 다짐으로 새로운 친환경 식단을 선택하는 건 어떨까요?
채식 지식하세요.
채식하고 지구를 살립시다.
이런 날들이 1년에 한 번이 아니라 매일이 육식을 추방하는 날이 되었으면 좋겠습니다.
지금까지 대한민국 서울에서 전해드렸습니다.
육식 추방! 육식 추방! 와!
Now let's go to our correspondent across the globe in San Jose, Costa Rica.
Nos encontramos en la Feria del Agricultor, un lugar donde los agricultores del país exponen sus productos agrícolas para el consumo de las personas. Como parte de la celebración del Día Mundial Sin Carne, los miembros de la Asociación Internacional de la Maestra Suprema Qinghai han organizado una serie de actividades, como cursos de cocina vegana y brindar información a las personas que se encuentran en esta actividad.
Lo que le enseñaron ahora sobre la soya, deliciosa la soya, las maneras de cocinarla, la manera que puedes utilizarlas, me encantó. Yo creo que ahora todos los que podemos aportar un granito de arena para salvar el planeta, debemos de hacerlo de una u otra manera. Y si esa manera es la que yo tengo para ayudar, vamos a ver si lo logramos.
Reportando desde San José, Costa Rica, para Supreme Master Television.
Our final stop is the United Kingdom.
We are here in London, United Kingdom, standing outside a very busy shopping mall. Today is Meat Out Day, and we have members of the Supreme Master Qinghai Association dressed up in animal costumes, handing out veggie kits and leaflets describing the benefits of a meat-free diet.
I'm definitely a part-time vegetarian, and I could probably fairly easily make the transition.
Children are happy to receive balloons carrying the message, "Be veg, go green, save the planet," and shoppers are invited to try out delicious vegan treats lovingly prepared by our association members. Would you become veggie if your food could be as delicious as the food as you've had here today?
Of course.
I will say so, yeah. Honestly, yes. This is so good.
I cannot imagine not being vegetarian now. I would never eat meat again, ever.
Reporting from London, United Kingdom.
Hats off to all world citizens who have made a real difference by choosing the meat-free vegan lifestyle. May many more join the ranks and pledge for health, for compassion, and for our planetary survival.
It's time to take the meat out. It's time to take the meat out.
Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico, salva el planeta.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Nepal's Prime Minister Girija Kowrala remembered. The country's four-time prime minister passed away in Kathmandu at the ripe age of 85. With a political career spanning seven decades, His Excellency was known for his role in leading the country to democracy. India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh expressed his condolences, saying, "Kowrala was a leader and a statesman whose knowledge and wisdom guided the policy of Nepal in the right direction at critical junctures in the country's history." The country has declared 3 days of state mourning, with the funeral date being commemorated as a national day. We send our deep condolences to the family and the people of Nepal for the loss of His Excellency Girija Prasad Kowrala, whose vital presence will be missed. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting love and light.
Save our planet. European butterfly species on red alert. A survey conducted by the UK's Butterfly Conservation has found under-average populations of the winged species across 100 sites in the United Kingdom. Moreover, along with the loss of habitat and declines due to pollution, three consecutive summers of wet weather have posed difficulty for the delicate insects to fly out to find nectar and foster their young.
Head of monitoring at Butterfly Conservation, Dr. Tom Brereton, said that some species could be lost forever if the country experiences yet another wet summer this year. The European Commission also just released the European Red List, which revealed that certain butterflies, dragonflies and beetles are not only threatened in Europe, but are also at risk of global extinction.
We thank Dr. Brereton, Butterfly Conservation and European Commission scientists for highlighting the perilous state of our butterfly and other winged friends. Let us move quickly toward more conscious and compassionate lifestyles to restore the conditions for these wondrous species to flourish once more.
As part of her frequent endeavours to safeguard the lives of all beings, Supreme Master Ching Hai again emphasised the need for action to alleviate global warming during an April 2009 video conference in South Korea.
Now we all can see that nature is changing because of global warming. And the animals are directly affected as well. The International Union for Conservation of Nature has a list called the Red List that shows the species actually disappearing from the planet. At the end of 2008, the IUCN was monitoring a total of 45,000 species and said that 40% were threatened with extinction. It is difficult even to imagine this kind of loss. We should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for the birds and all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them. Stop killing them, stop eating them, stop damaging all our habitats, stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save the planet too, the planet of the animals. Thank you so much for all you have done and doing.
Save our planet. Asia invests in low carbon initiatives. In a Climate Investment Funds International meeting that concluded on Friday, March 19, held at the Asian Development Bank headquarters in Manila, Philippines, climate finance was discussed for one of the first times since the Copenhagen summit last December.
The meeting concluded with plans in place for $41 billion in financing for projects such as a clean technology fund investment in Colombia, Indonesia, Kazakhstan and Ukraine, as well as a forest investment program in Ghana, Zambia, Nepal, Burkina Faso, Indonesia, Laos and Peru. Such endeavors will benefit indigenous and local communities while furthering resource conservation and sustainability.
Climate Investment Fund, Asian Development Bank, and all donors, heaven bless your benevolence in helping mitigate climate change through these eco-friendly projects. May such green efforts bear fruit in helping renew our harmony with the earth.
Save Our Planet, US-based Magnetic Air Cars, Inc., employs the principles of a 1932 air car designed by J.M. Custer, using inexpensive technology to compress air while the car is in motion, resulting in a zero-emissions vehicle with potentially unlimited driving range.
Save Our Planet, saying that climate change is among the most comprehensive challenges being faced by the world today. UN Environmental Program Executive Director Akeem Steiner calls for rapid action now before it reaches crisis proportions.
Save Our Planet. Researchers at the U.S. National Renewable Energy Laboratory create light louvers that can be suspended in a window to magnify natural light and extend it into a room, thus reducing the need for electricity-generated illumination.
Save Our Planet. A recent study by an international group of scientists affirms that severe climate change and not a meteorite previously thought led to the mass extinction of dinosaurs and other species some 65 million years ago.
Hello, I'm Camelot the Camel, a vegan. With a tip on healthy eating, when choosing your meals, try to opt for the high fiber items. For instance, select whole grain bread, try brown rice, or breakfast oatmeal. Fiber helps to regulate your digestion and prevent type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather from around the world.
Ecology News, Spanish scientists use ultrasound to find out about the properties of leaves. Research by the Spanish National Research Council Institute of Acoustics and the Agri-Food Research and Technology Centre of Aragon has provided data about leaves, including their water content and density. Dr. Thomas E. Gomez, PhD, stated that it is the voice of the leaves that imparts the relevant information. This takes place via communication in higher than audible frequencies established by the ultrasound. Congratulations, Dr. Thomas E. Gomez and Associates, Spanish National Research Council Institute of Acoustics and the Agri-Food Research and Technology Centre on your amazing discovery. May we continue to understand, respect and protect all of God's magnificent creation.
In green news, Thailand develops solar farms among rice fields to realize its goal of reducing up to 30% of greenhouse gas emissions from the energy sector by 2020. The government of Thailand is supporting the use of solar energy. An over $90 million project financed by the private sector has been approved by the government. The 30-megawatt solar farm to be built in Ayutthaya province is expected to be functional within a year and a half. Other solar endeavors are also being considered. Our sincere appreciation, Thailand, on your promotion of eco-friendly energy. With more initiatives like these, joined with the earth-saving vegan diet, we are sure to have a long-lasting and gentle world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, featuring Bangladeshi citizen Miss Bibi Russell. A former top model, she is now working to bring the unique handmade textiles of her nation to the international market. We'll take a God-contemplative walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more healthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, carrying news for a protected world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Miss Bibi Russell, who inaugurated a production company to promote the refined Bangladeshi textiles.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. A better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Miss Bibi Russell of Bangladesh is dedicated to helping the weavers and artisans of her nation use their talents to improve their economic situation. During the late 1970s and early 1980s, Bibi was one of the top models of Europe, appearing in well-known publications such as Vogue, Cosmopolitan and Harper's Bazaar, and working for famous designers such as Yves Saint Laurent, Kenzo, Karl Lagerfeld and Giorgio Armani.
In 1994, Bibi returned to Bangladesh to realize her dream of bringing the exquisite craftsmanship of her native country to the global arena. In 1995, she founded Bibi Productions, which creates handmade products including clothes, jewelry, shoes, buttons, and home furnishings. Committed to using only organic materials, the company currently employs 35,000 weavers throughout Bangladesh. Bibi has presented a number of shows in Europe, often with the cooperation of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, which have showcased the unique Bangladeshi textiles.
Bibi has said, "My inspirations are the village people." Bibi has received a number of awards, including Designer for Development by UNESCO in 1999, Artist for Peace by UNESCO in 2001, and the Peace Prize 2004 by the United Nations Associations of Spain. Bravo, Miss Bibi Russell, and heaven bless your dedication to the beautiful Bangladeshi people and outstanding crafts. May the rich artistry of Bangladesh be ever flourishing and appreciated in a loving world.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Yoruba entitled Country School.
Nigba ti o nse abewo si ilewe leto kan alaga gbogbogbo fun eto eko binu si awon omo ileiwe ti won paro ninu kilasi won oga ileiwe ba wole to awon omo na lo ba so fun omodekunrin to ro wipe o n paro julo ko dide duro legbe kan ko pe jojo omodekunrin kekere kan ba yoju si won lo ba nbebe ejo sa se le fun wa ni oluko wa pada.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I like the Bretarian series very much and benefited a lot from the program. Thank you. Audrey from Port Coquitlam or Vancouver, Canada.
Hi Audrey, nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Amiable Audrey, you are so welcome, my love. I'm glad you enjoy seeing the individuals who are living so lightly on this earth. With divine light to you and your open-minded Canadian co-citizens. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be filled with inner peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez and visiting Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko tour a housing project in Aragua State, whose construction was assisted by Belarus as they discuss further expansion in cooperative relations.
The United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund allocates $2.5 million in humanitarian aid to assist more than 15,000 flood-affected families affected in Bolivia.
In Florida, USA, Governor Charlie Crist presents the Point of Light Award to 95-year-old volunteer Mara Farr for her 5 decades of work, love, and dedication in helping the less fortunate.
Researchers from Miguel Hernandez University in Spain find that clove spice has one of the highest levels of antioxidants, making it a natural replacement for synthetic substances in preventing food spoilage.
Following meetings with heads of state in Russia on the progress of a new arms reduction treaty, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reports that the accord is expected to be signed in early April.
Nigeria's acting president Goodluck Jonathan reiterates the government's commitment to post-amnesty plans that encourage safety and tranquility in the nation's Niger Delta region.
United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan affirms his nation's stance that Iranian nuclear matters are best resolved through international diplomacy.
Archaeologists in Turkey announce that an ancient temple currently being excavated dates back 12,000 years to the Neolithic age and may be the oldest ever found.
The United Nations Development Programme commends Spanish actor Antonio Banderas' commitment to the less fortunate in appointing him UN Goodwill Ambassador to help in raising awareness for the elimination of poverty.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.